It's the Thursday night Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club podcast.
An extra podcast for you supporter members to thank you for the support you show me. Well, hello. How are we all doing? Hope you're well out there. Thank you so much for tuning in, as I'm going to call it today. Tuning in, it's not quite right, but thank you so much for listening. Hope everyone is well and keeping busy. I know it's such a British thing to talk about, but I feel this year the weather has just been crazy. 1 minute you're blazing hot sunshine, next minute it's tipping it down with rain, and the evenings are feeling rather cold. I was chatting to Lee earlier, and we were discussing things about this. You may have seen his live show. I know one of you, or two of you actually, were definitely watching his live show tonight, and well done, Lee. Three of you thinking about it. Well done, Lee. Thank you so much for doing the live show. Great to see you, and great to have you back. Anyway, yeah, we were chatting about the weather. It's balmy at the moment, but, you know, the weather is always unpredictable, and that's why I always say it's worth waiting until the weather has improved before we plant our plants outside. Now, talking upon our plants outside, earlier today I sowed some sweet corn, and of course, the sweet corn was from the gift pack for this month. So, without much ado, let's play that little recording, and then I'll come back. Let you know what I'm up to this weekend. Well, hello everyone. I'm in the shed now. Now, sweet corn, early bird 80. Now, this is a really super sweet variety. I've never grown this particular variety, but I've always had quite a bit of success with this sweet corn. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to sow each seed into an individual root trainer that I've got set up in front of me and full of multi-purpose compost. We can sow these seeds between April and as late as June, but what I find is about now is the right time. They're quite fast growing, and I want to get these out pretty quick without stunting them. So I'm going to sow these now, and in 2-3 weeks' time, they will go into their planting positions. And that's why I start them off as well, because there's still a risk of frost that these won't like. These sweet corn particularly likes a really long hot summer. It likes its warmth. So that's another reason I am going to sow them indoors. Now what I'm going to do, as I said, just pop one seed per each root trainer to a depth of about 2.5 centimetres, 1 inch. I go to about the depth of my knuckle or my finger. That seems about right. And then I'll cover that over with some more multi-purpose compost. Give it a good watering, and then I'll place that on the heated propagator and wait for germination. Now, if you're going to sow your seeds outside, you want to make sure you don't sow them in a straight line, because that's not how sweet corn works. You want to sow them in a block. So I think there's about 12 seeds in this lot. And let's say you do 4 across, excuse me, and 4 down, and fill those up. So they're in a block. All those 12 seeds in a square area. Excuse me, sorry, I've had a cup of coffee and it's playing up a bit. I will keep an eye on my sweet corn. I'm not going to need to pot these up by sowing these in root trainers. But once I feel they are strong enough to go outside, I'll start hardening them off by placing them in my cold frame, and then once they are hardened off, I will plant them down on the allotment, is where they're going to go, and they've got a bed all to themselves, and this bed is going to be full up of sweet corn. I grow quite a bit of sweet corn because it's so useful and good in the kitchen. Now, sweet corn does like a warm, sheltered, sunny position, and I've already added compost to the bed, so it's ready to go. The soil is quite fertile, I want to say loose, but it's not loose really. It's quite firm but friable. That's the word I'm looking for, friable compost. But now I've got that built up. And I will plant all these sweet corn basically into that bed in a block. The bed itself is 2.4 metres by 1.5 metres. That's all going to be full of sweet corn. Now, I've said time and time again, we plant our sweet corn in a block. That's due to the nature of sweet corn and its pollination. It's wind pollinated. So what you do, I get a weird noise, the sweet corn will grow up and up and up. And at the top, you will get this little flower. As the wind blows, that will drop its pollen onto other flowers that are lower down. And that's why we sow it as a block. If it's in a straight line, there's a good chance that the pollen won't fall on where we need it. It doesn't rely on insects to pollinate. This is purely wind pollinated. Keep well watered. Sweet corn does need a reasonable amount of water, and keep you don't really need to feed it. Just keep it well watered, keep weed free. You might want to stake them if you are particularly windy or if they are really tall. I've never had to do that myself, but it's just worth thinking if you've got a particularly windy site, staking them with a cane might be something to look at. Now, in terms of problems, don't really get many problems. Mice might eat the sweet corn or even the plant themselves when they're very young. Birds might also eat them as well. Slugs and snails, another problem. What I tend to do, to avoid mice, I grow them or start them off in the greenhouse, and then I'll move them, or in the shed, I should say, and then I'll move them out. That tends to avoid the mice and the birds. But if a bird scare out of like a bit of flashing tape or something, will work quite well. Now, when it comes to harvesting, now, what we've got to do, when the corn will develop lower down on the plant, and you'll see it, and it'll look really good, nice and green. And at the end, you'll get like these little tassels, little bits of string, if you like. When they first grow, they will look nice and green. But when they are ripening, those tassels will turn like a chocolate brown. And then what I like to do, just to make doubly sure, when I see that chocolatey brown tassels, that tells me it's almost ready for harvesting. I pull back some of the husk, the outer skin of the sweet corn, and just pierce a piece of sweet corn with my fingernail. Now, if it's watery, it tells me it's not ready because the liquid will squirt out. If it's watery, it's not ready. But if the liquid is creamy, it tells me it's ready. And if it's paste-like, if it's a thick mush, then it's over-mature. So try and keep an eye on that. I've never actually had them go over-ripe, in all honesty, but if they do happen, you can save those for seeds next year. Now, this is where my next tip comes into play with sweet corn harvesting. You've got about an hour before all the sweet corn loses its flavour after harvesting. So what I do when I'm picking my sweet corn, I ring my wife up and tell her to get a big pan on the oven of water boiling, and I'll pick my sweet corn and I will rush home and get those into the water, hot water straight away, so that they keep their sweetness. From then we can freeze the cobs, eat the cobs straight away, or even use the back of a spoon and take off the sweet corn from its cob to threes singly. As easy as that. Sweet corn has got to be, I think I say this quite often, sweet corn is one of my favourite things to grow because of how different it is. So please do give it a try and let me know how you get on. There you go. That's the secret. Let me get my words out. That's the sweet corn ready to go in, well, sown, and hopefully it's going to grow on and see how we get on. Now, this weekend, actually, I'm looking at getting my leeks into the ground. Now, these are the leeks that we sowed back in January. Or was it February? One of the two. And I've had a few photos from some members of the club with theirs, leeks. So I'm going to plant those on the ground probably Saturday, and I'll make a recording for Sunday's podcast for the supporters club only. What else am I going to be doing this weekend, however? Well, I am on call, so that often means that my plans for the weekends may or may not happen. So I guess what I mean is I could get called out at the drop of a hat. So if I'm not in the middle of doing something, I've got to drop while I'm doing. Instead, so what I tend to do is just do tasks that I can drop at the drop of a hat. So Saturday, I'm going to go down the allotment, all being well, pull out more and more weeds and keep adding those to the compost, plant out the leeks, as I've just said. I think that's really about all I'm going to be doing down there. Don't mind that. It's enough to keep me busy. Sunday will be a day at home, all being well, and what I really want to do is go through all my plastic pots and start getting those better organised and better or together. I've got them everywhere at the moment and they're taking up a lot of room, so I want to get those into a bit of better order. And of course there'll be sowing more seeds, potting on a lot more plants and pricking out a lot more plants. The normal sort of thing that we tend to do on the weekend. Let me know what you guys are planning to do this weekend too, please. It'd be handy to find out. Sunday night, of course, 6 p.m. Facebook and YouTube, I'll be doing my live show. I think what I'm going to be asking this week, and I tend to do my live show by asking a question to get people to answer. And the question I'm going to be answering is, have you ever bought something and got more than what you bargained for? And this is based off the back of a newspaper article that's been doing the rounds this week about a young a woman who's bought 12 tons of compost by accident. She didn't expect that much, but I'm just intrigued if anybody else has done anything similar. I'm sure there's going to be some really interesting, fascinating stories out there. And of course I'll be back on Sunday with the podcast for you guys, of where I'm going to be planting out my leeks, like I said. I'm probably going to sow the pumpkins as well, get those growing. I might even sow a few more. Basically, Sundays are probably going to be a bit more packed than the Thursday ones. Anyway, that's it for today. Hope you are well. That's it for today. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back again Sunday.